there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. Gang's here. Fritzy, Seton, Marv. It is Marv Madness. And Paulie and yours truly. Operator Tyler standing by. Got the big German directing the program. The BRGs are busy doing whatever they do in the back. We got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. It's a meat Friday. I, of course, as the boss, had to inspect the Traeger grills and found that there were grilled chicken fajitas, chips and guac, and also beef and cheese taquitos. Oh. Or is it taquitas?
Taquitos?
Taquitos?
Those are like little roll-ups.
Yeah. Taquitos. T-A-Q-U-I-T-O-S.
Taquitos.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Why didn't you chime in? Did I have to spell it?
Because you know it's not taquitos. I thought you were kind of playing around.
Well,
got to be taquitos, I would have to believe.
Well, you put in the U, like if you have, you say queen, you don't say keen.
Yeah, fair.
All right. So I didn't know.
Now you do. Okay. And I didn't even check. I'm thinking.
Were you drinking some tequila last night? Or?
Yes, I was.
You were drinking tequila.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Yes, I was. Yes, Paul.
Sometimes language by language, it gets pretty tough. I was in Italy and I ordered this pasta, a matriciana. And the guy goes, amatriciana. Yeah, and I didn't know. I didn't know how to pronounce it. But once I learned, I was like, I kind of some amatriciana. Like I knew what I was saying.
I'll have the veal parmigiana. It's parmesan.
No. One of my kids parmesan. Once said, can I have the veal parmigiani? And I go, yeah, it's parmesan.
Like, I want to order burrata, but I can't roll my R's. I want to sound
burrata.
Like a local. Yeah, I can't roll my R's.
Caramà, scongil.
It wasn't too long ago that I ordered a pasta fagioli.
Ooh.
Oh.
And my dad was like, you idiot. Fagioli.
Yeah, but but I can understand that. When you look at it initially, it does look like fagiolo or fagiolio. Pasta fagioli. Calamari.
I'll have
Moots.
Mozzarella.
Marv Madness. We're celebrating Marv Madness at danpatrick.com. Yes. Go to the sales section. Find shirts on sale as low as $15 while supplies last. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We have play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, and some taquitos a little bit later on. I took French. Barely. Todd took Spanish, graduated second in his class of 600 in high school.
Definitely not because of the language. I passed on the language. That was not easy, the language stuff.
I took French because there was a good-looking girl who was going to be in my class. That was it.
That's a right decision.
Yeah. I wonder how many decisions are based off of something really simple. You know, you're going to go to college because, hey, I love the colors, or I love the football team. whatever it might be, the decisions we make that you think are, man, you gave a lot of thought to that, and you're like, no, I didn't really. Yes, really. Todd?
I took chorus in eighth grade, and granted, I always liked to sing, but it's like almost all girls in there. So how do you not sit in chorus and pretend you're singing?
I made a big mistake with chorus and being in the school play because I didn't realize that's where the women are. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be in the chorus or in a school play. Missed out. Yeah, missed out. Yeah, point.
I heard an interview with the actor Alec Baldwin. He was in college and didn't know what he wanted to do, and he walked by the theater building, and he saw about 20 girls sitting outside. He goes, whoop, and he goes, that was it. He goes, there's nothing more than that. He goes, no, nothing.
NCAA full weekend of conference tournaments. You got more basketball in 4 days than you're going to have in the first 2 weeks of March Madness there, NCAA tournament. No bids handed out last night. Our good buddy Patrick Ewing out as Georgetown head coach. No surprise there. Probably got a stay of execution, maybe 1 or 2 years longer. Certainly, you know, with what happened the last 2 years. And, you know, I said at the time, when you hire somebody like that, you may have to fire somebody. And that's what's hard to do when you have somebody who helped build that program. And then you think maybe he's going to be able to bring in players. He lost a lot of recruits. And I wanted to see him become a head coach. I was hoping that he would get that opportunity. He did, and it didn't work out. But we'll see if Patrick will join us here in the coming days. 49ers got some seven. They earned seven extra draft picks. And when Paulie sent me the story, and I thought, how do you get seven extra draft picks? And they're compensatory draft picks. And a lot of teams got them, but basically they got a bunch of third-round draft picks because they lost coaches, minority coaches who got hired elsewhere. They get credit for developing. This is the new Rooney Rule, that you may not abide by the Rooney Rule. I mean, by the letter of the law, you might, but this is the incentive for teams hiring minorities, developing them, and then they move on with a better job. And like D'Amico Ryans became a head coach with the Texans, but they got seven extra draft picks. And you can find, I mean, this is a franchise that's, you know, found running backs before, like Raheem Mostert. You know, you can find a couple of running backs, or, you know, if you're a good organization and you're able to draft. I mean, you got these gifts here. And that's not why they did it, but they do get rewarded with these compensatory picks there. And, good for the NFL to incentivize some of these teams, getting minorities, hiring them, and then helping to promote them where they get a better job when they leave the organization. The Grizzlies updated Ja Morant. Basically, he's still out with a few more games. He didn't play last night. The Grizzlies blew out the Golden State Warriors. And I know there's a big difference in the regular season and the postseason. There are veteran teams, and having been around the NBA for 40 years now, you can see teams who go through the motions during the regular season. They get to the postseason, they become a different team. Maybe Golden State can do that this year. I thought that they were the team to beat last year. They proved me right. This year, I don't think they're the team to beat. But that doesn't mean they can't turn it on again. It's just sometimes you start to flirt with danger with that. Like, you know what? We'll figure this out. And you got blown out and Ja Morant didn't play. You lost by 21. They're a terrible road team. And road, you know, when you're on the road, it feels like there's more effort that's needed than at home. And the effort is on the defensive end and rebounding. Now, Paulie always says, hey, Golden State, I think they could be pacing themselves. They might be. But, you know, Clay has been playing well. Steph just came back. You got depth issues, I think. It feels like they haven't really, all those young players that they got haven't really materialized as, you know, Jordan Poole has been a good story. You know, you got Wiggins. I mean, you do have some players there. It's just, can you put it all together and make a run in the postseason? And then you have sort of the subplot here that the Warriors have been called out by the Grizzlies before. And the Grizzlies, of course, as we all know, haven't won anything. But you get the feeling by how they talk, they're the Warriors, and the Warriors are the Grizzlies. But Memphis doesn't care that they haven't won anything. Sometimes you're just young and dumb, and you just go, I don't care. Hey, we won the Summer League 1 year. Well, Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green don't like each other. And there's a little WWE in here, but I'm fine with it. Like, I'm okay. It's March. Give me something. You know, Durant's hurt. Morant's out. LeBron's hurt. Give me something here. Well, the Grizzlies' Dylan Brooks has been singled out by Draymond Green. Draymond Green has his own podcast, and he had this to say about Dylan Brooks to the Grizzlies.
If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you.
Well, Dylan Brooks, after the game last night, was interviewed post-game on TNT with Jared Greenberg asking the question.
What was the message that you had to Draymond?
That's what I do. I talk. And, you know, I told him, I told him that, you know, keep that mic. He's better at the mic than pooping. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing his podcast, keep blogging, keep doing his thing off the court. You know, it's cute. It's fun for him.
That was an impressive showing tonight.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You should give the mic to Draymond. Make him talk about me.
What was that?
Make him keep talking about me so I can play better.
All right, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Dylan Brooks talking about Draymond Green. Well, Draymond Green was then asked after the game at his post-game press conference, and it started with this question.
Draymond, obviously, this called a rivalry now has obviously been heating on.
It's not called a rivalry.
What's that now?
This a rivalry?
You want to call it that or not?
If you want to call it that, but I disagree.
All right. Well, whatever you want to call it, I guess.
It's a basketball game.
No worries. Obviously, Dylan, you have some things to say on your podcast. Dylan has some things to say to you guys on the court tonight. Just, I guess, when two teams get that competitive like that, how much for you guys is that still, does that still fire you guys up a little bit? Or is it just kind of, you're used to it at this point?
No, it's expected. Team's been getting up for us for years. And talk like they can beat you and they're not, that doesn't create a rivalry. Rivalries are created by you win, I win. And clearly we won four times and I think their organization has zero championships, so I can't consider that a rivalry.
You say win, you ain't talking about in March, you're talking about...
Oh, I mean, anybody can win in March. Anybody can win in March. What that mean? I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March.
Clearly having a little bit of fun here with this. And you know what? Draymond Green can always go scoreboard to Dylan Brooks. And, you know, it feels a little manufactured on Draymond's part, but it could be podcast related that, you know, he's got content for his podcast. And good for him. You know, he's marketing himself for what happens in a couple of years when he's not playing anymore. But Dylan Brooks is trying. Dylan Brooks is trying to be Draymond Green. He is. He's trying to be Draymond Green. And Draymond Green's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not the biggest fan, certainly in the last couple of years, what he does or how he does it. Sometimes he does stupid things out there. He cost his team. But he did have a run where he was remarkable as a point forward. He did everything that you wanted them to do. He wasn't afraid of anybody, played defense, hit some big shots, and gave them a little bit of that schoolyard bully. He wasn't afraid. Where, you know, you had finesse players with Steph and Clay. Meanwhile, you had him, Andre Iguodala. You know, you had the guys who could do the dirty work there. Is it a rivalry? No. It's not a rivalry. It's like the Red Sox and the Yankees. They call it a rivalry. And I go, don't the Red Sox have to win before you call it a rivalry? And then they eventually did. Then it became a rivalry. Although it doesn't feel like as much of a rivalry now, but back then, I remember when I was at the mothership, it'd be like, got to talk Red Sox and Yankees. They're playing again this weekend. It felt like Duke and North Carolina played every other weekend when I was at ESPN. Like, wait, Duke and North Carolina again? How's that possible? This is the eighth time they played. But the Yankees and the Red Sox, it's a rivalry. Not until the other team wins. This isn't a rivalry until Memphis wins something. Yes, Marv.
Going back to the Red Sox Yankees, when I was young, Red Sox Yankees on a weekend, the kids, you know, they were Red Sox fans. Oh, the Yankees, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Red Sox. You'd be like, so? And this is 1996, too, just the beginning of, you know, the Yankees dynasty. and the Red Sox fans would just be so amped about winning 3 out of 4 in June.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It's like winning in March, beating Golden State in March. Beat them in the playoffs. Then all of a sudden you got something to talk about there. And Memphis does have the talent. It's just sometimes you talk yourself into something or out of something because that's all you do. You talk, play, win, win something big, and then send Golden State home. Then you could say, maybe we have a rivalry. Yeah, Paul.
You look at players like Dylan Brooks, and this is how they get kind of on the map because he's a nice player. There's a lot of guys in the league averaging 14 and 4. I mean, he has nothing special on the court. He's a good defender. He's a pest. But I wonder if these guys also look at guys like, you know, remember Matt Barnes years ago was a pest, and guys like Rajah Bell and Bruce Bowen and Patrick Beverley. And they say, you know what? I'm not going to get to ESPN or Fox or TNT averaging 14 and 4. But if I'm can be talked about, like Patrick Beverley's got a media career waiting for him.
And so does Draymond Green.
Yeah. But Draymond was kind of high end. Like he was a pretty darn good player. You know, guys like Brooks may say, like, you know what? I'm going to get relevant somehow. And I can't average 28 because that's Ja's job.
And as Seton said, you know what? He's mad at Dylan. Tell people why you're mad at Dylan Brooks.
Because he's forcing me to be on the side of Draymond Green. And I'm like, Dylan, you have no right to say the things that you're saying. I mean, like, your resume doesn't even sniff Draymond's. And I hate that you're putting me in the position to say that.
Yeah, Marv.
I'm with Seton, too.
I know.
Because the thing is, this started because Dylan Brooks said, I just don't like Golden State. I don't like anything to do with them. Draymond talks a lot. He gets away with a lot, too. His game is cool. But if you put him anywhere else, no one's going to know who Draymond is. That's how it started. And Draymond just responded. So I can't even be mad at Draymond. Like, wait, why are you speaking to me like that? And then he goes down his resume and he just eviscerates him.
Well, some of it's true. Like, there's certain guys, right place, right time, and the role that they played, and the team wins. That's how you become a Hall of Famer. And Draymond is going to be a Hall of Famer because he's on a team that won 4, probably should have won another one with, you know, him doing stupid things. But he at times has been the glue that keeps all of this together somehow. But he hasn't done that recently. And he says, I didn't get out of bed in March. Yeah, that's part of the problem here, as Golden State doesn't get out of bed when they go on the road. It's like, anybody see the Warriors? There's a group out there in uniform, but I don't know if that's the Warriors. Well, they say they are. Yeah, watch them play. That's not Golden State. And that's what I'm watching last night. I'm going, at some point, does pride take over? Like, you can't have a team like that try to lose games on the road and have a record that bad. They have so much talent. But, you're 7-27 away from home? Steve Kerr is coaching this team. Steph Curry, I know he's been injured, but he's back. Klay, Poole, Draymond, Wiggins. Yeah, Paulie.
There are only two teams in the NBA worse on the road this year than the Warriors, the Spurs and the Rockets. They're both 6-28.
That's amazing. I know they're good at home. But, you know, in the playoffs, you have to go on the road eventually. And if you're the 6th seed, you're going to play 4 games on the road and 3 at home. That could be a problem. Maybe they turn it on. Maybe they become the Golden State Warriors in a month or so. But if not, see ya. Yeah, Marv.
All right, I want to apologize to like Casey Jones and Bobby Jones because I just looked up Draymond Green's stats and he's going to the Hall of Fame for a career. 8 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists for a career. So I want to apologize to those guys because, like we said during the Super Bowl week, iconic moments or iconic teams.
Yes.
Big part of 4 teams. So you know what? I apologize, Bobby Jones and Casey Jones and all you Celtics.
Yeah, there's not great numbers with him, but there are moments with him, and they won 4 titles. You know, you can look back on some of these championship teams and go, if you weren't on that team, you wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. But because you were, and our bottom line, what we want is, did you win? And Golden State has won 4 times. And because of that, I think Draymond Green, and wasn't he the Big Ten Player of the Year at Michigan State?
I think back-to-back. And he may have been a high second-round draft choice.
Yeah.
Or late first.
All right, let me take a break here. We're just getting started. We'll come up with a poll question. The Aaron Rodgers watch is on New York City with the Jets. Nothing to tell you about it, just... Like, you know, that's what we do in this business. Aaron Rodgers, Jets, any new news? Question mark? Yes.
Just watching.
Yes.
Just watching.
How about we come out with an Aaron Rodgers watch? Like it's his face on the watch. Got the, you know, his hands up. You know, they tell time.
No numbers, just symbols all over.
It's all relative.
There'll be crystals and
what is time?
Wind chime. Yeah,
it's a construct.
Let me tell you. I was told yesterday, you know, when you guys make fun of Aaron, he knows that you're making fun of him. I go, yeah, I figured, you know, this show is on in 400 cities. We're on TV. Got one of the best, biggest podcast audience. Yeah, I figure it's going to eventually get to him. Yeah, Paul.
I bet he has no problem with the stuff we're saying. He is probably bothered by the real criticism, real anger. We're goofing around on the guy. I know his people. He's cool.
Goof around. Goof around. Like jump around. Okay. Stay with me, Marv.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Should have taken a break. We're back after this.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan Patrick Show. Thank you. It's a Friday. TireRack.com. Free shipping. Free road hazard protection. Just starting. And shopping for tires can be, as Todd likes to say, deflating. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes. How about getting the easy-to-use tire decision guide? Going to take you a couple of minutes. Personalized tire recommendations going to come back your way. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They sell only the best. They got Bridgestone tires shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. They thought of everything. There is no reason why you should go anyplace else. Mobile tire installation available in many areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or work, install them on site. And that'll take less than an hour. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Bridgestone test results, special offers that they have. TireRack.com/Dan. You're going to love them. They have the passion, the know-how, and they are always available to help you. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little cookout music there, Marv?
Sure, why not? It's Friday.
Who is this?
This is New Edition.
Okay.
Yeah, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, all those guys.
I tell your mom I'm coming to a cookout this summer.
I can't wait until you come and you come to one side of the family and we're playing like non-secular music. We're like, you know what, Marvin, you know we don't play that.
Uh-oh.
We play Kirk Franklin.
Okay. We play the Winans. Yes. Okay.
There's one side of the family, they're going to play this. And the other side, Marvin, we're going to play His Eyes on a Sparrow. We don't play that.
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. And it's doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. You can see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. We'll get to phone calls coming up. You get the feeling that they're almost ready to print the Aaron Rodgers jerseys. It just feels like in the last 2 days, and this is with Jets fans, like it's happening. It's just, when is it happening? Locally. Because we've gotten to that point. Diana Rossini, who joined us yesterday from the mothership, said, you know, there's optimism that they're on the brink of signing Aaron Rodgers. Now it's just a question of, well, when's this going to happen? If it doesn't happen by this weekend or Monday, then doubt is going to start to set in. Like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Should we go after Lamar Jackson? Can we have Mike White again this year? What about Jimmy Garoppolo? You're going to have panic's going to start to set in. Because now you're like, hey, we can go toe-to-toe. You know, we can beat the Dolphins. We can compete with the Bills. We're better than the Patriots. This infusion of optimism is unbelievable. But it can be crushing if Aaron Rodgers decides, on second thought, I don't want to play anymore, or I want to go to Vegas, or I'm going to stay in Green Bay. Now, all the reports out of Green Bay are the optimism is, it feels like we can move on now. Fresh start, Jordan Love, young team, let's go. Now, you might be irrelevant this upcoming season, because with Rodgers, you're relevant, always. And the atmosphere makes you relevant at Green Bay, at Lambeau. But it feels like from the front office and the reports out there, it's like, we're done. We're done with this. We don't want any more of this. I mean, that's why they gave him permission. You're not going to give him permission unless you want him to find somebody else. They don't want him to stay in Green Bay. Yeah, Paul.
I have the cover of the New York Post, which really is the pulse of New York City.
Of course,
right?
It is.
Yesterday's sports cover on the top half was big picture of Aaron Rodgers, gangrene, can't lose Aaron now. And then the other picture is Jim Boeheim leaving Syracuse. Oh. Of course, they had a little fun with that. Mm. But guess which athlete was on the cover, the front cover.
Front cover.
Of the New York Post the past 2 days. The front cover.
Okay.
Not a New York athlete, per se.
All right.
Past 2 days, I was pretty surprised by it. But remember, they like salaciousness more than sports.
Okay. What is salacious?
There's the hint.
So it's not Brett Favre.
Nope.
Okay. Salacious. John Morant.
More salacious. Ooh. More postish.
Yes, Todd.
That sounds like a Tiger Woods situation.
Oh.
Correct. Tiger by the tail. Woods locks girlfriend out of mansion. She sues to tell story, wants $30 million. Today's cover. This is this morning. I was also caged by Tiger. Old girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Not literally.
Yes. But this is a quote. And so Tiger on the cover of the New York Post 2 days in a row, not the sports cover.
Mm. Yeah, I guess she was with him for 6 years. And then the report was a couple of days ago, they told her to pack her bags for a short trip, took her to the airport, and then told her that the locks had been changed at his house.
Yeah, locks, security codes.
And there wasn't any trip. She wasn't going on a trip. And then she, I guess, agreed to or signed an NDA when she first started dating him. And now her attorney wants to fight that. And she's suing for $30 million. She wants to tell what life was like with Tiger. I'm assuming that's why, the NDA. Did she get any parting gifts? Did she get like a major? Did she get like you got to give her something. She was there with you when you nearly died in the car accident.
Give her like a major used set of clubs. She can make some money off that.
Yeah, but give her like, you know, you won the Arnold Palmer or something. Like give her a trophy. Yeah, see.
It's got to stink to go from not living that life to living that life for like 6 years. Yeah. And then it's like, all right, well, got to go back to your old life now. No more private jets and, you know, 50,000 square foot houses.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Paulie.
There is a lawsuit that alleges Woods violated the Florida Residential Landlord Tenant Act by breaking the oral tenancy agreement that this woman says she could still live there. Mm. She's also suing for her $30 million on top of that. There is no common law marriage down there. I don't know if there are 6 years is enough, but they don't have that down there.
I think it's 10 years.
Is it 10?
Common law.
All right.
But she's So why is she asking for $30 million? And how do you kind of settle on $30 million?
The filing states the actual damages are likely to be measured in excess of $30 million. Woods, it's unclear. It's a bunch of legal stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if, like, I'm suing and I want $30 million because why? Yeah, Tom.
Your standard of living that you've been accustomed to.
And that's why you're suing?
Pain and suffering.
Okay, but
the embarrassment of being locked out while the neighbors are like, look, she can't.
But
get
shouldn't
in.
You be able to break up with somebody?
Can't she join a live tour? They're throwing out money. I mean, she bring her stories and all that to the live tour.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
You did get a copy of the Tiger Woods board game, so it's something. It's not like she was completely empty handed.
No.
All those game shows, they always say you get a copy of the board game.
I thought Paulie had a pretty good line.
He did.
Yeah. I mean, a solid double.
Thanks.
And then you have a dribbler to the mound.
So his is now like a triple.
Advance the runner, though. So
I'm here to do.
Hey, that's what new baseball rules. You know, a lot more movement there.
Yeah, Todd got Paulie over to third.
We just need a sack fly. There's less than two outs. We'll get the run in.
Okay. Runs is good. Yeah, Paul.
The defendant in the case, the girlfriend, was told to pack a suitcase for a short vacation before it was revealed to her that she'd been locked out of the premises upon arrival at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't wait till you got to think better than that. You actually put someone on the plane, then say, I got to run back and grab something. And then.
Yeah, but then what happens when she's on the plane and you have to go back and now she's still on the plane?
That's not his business anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's his plane.
He's dealing with,
yes,
he's dealing with the locksmith.
Would you egg?
Yeah, they're not flying Continental or JetBlue or
that should
Spirit.
Have been her first warning. Yeah. She's in middle seat.
Hey, we're going on Spirit, hon. What?
What happened to Air Force Tiger?
Yes, Todd.
Would you egg and TP Tiger's Mansion if you were a scorned woman? I think it's a fair question. They locked you out. What are you going to do?
See,
throw a rock through the window. You could TP the trees. Throw some eggs like they do on Halloween.
Don't try to make up for it. It's like when you lose money on Sunday and then you go all in on Monday night.
Then you dig a deeper hole.
Yeah.
Right.
You doubled down on a bad hand.
I still got a couple bucks left.
I know,
but
I know,
but table.
But we're not going
to
do this. I got
a few chips to work with.
I got 2.5 hours.
But don't make me fold at 9:35. I want to still play.
Yeah, but I'd prefer you folded.
You do.
Yeah.
TP and egg Tiger's Mansion.
Yeah, no, I got it. What's the poll question today, Seton?
Well, this is going to make you happy, but
Todd,
usually.
What is that?
I'm laughing because I know what's coming up here.
I heard what's coming up here.
Yeah, it's called phlegm.
Yeah. Got a taquito sticking over. A taquito is not going down.
Taquito.
Todd Quito.
Well, it is Friday, Fritzy.
Now, see, that's funny without you trying to be funny.
Right. I gotta work on it. Or not work on it is the best thing to do. Let it flow naturally.
You laugh like a 70-year-old person who's been smoking.
It's like the old man in the back of the synagogue.
I don't know what that.
The old men back in the temples and synagogues, the Jewish men, they're always clearing their throat and they sound like, you know, it's up there having a medical episode. Usually, they're.
Is it a Jewish thing?
Could be all elderly people, but I just remember growing up, I was surrounded by people that looked like they were going to pass away at any moment. They just had that sound of like they were having trouble. They were wheezing and stuff.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, my uncle cleared his throat once, and I was like, oh, you're half Jewish? I didn't even know that.
It's the chus sound. It's the chus sound is what does it.
No. Chaim. Seton, what do you have as a poll question?
Well, it's Friday Fritzy, so he always likes to submit poll questions on Friday that are very Todd Fritz branded.
God. There we go.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, great.
As of today, how's your life going? I'm a one seed, baby. Elite Eight. Sweet 16.
This is every year.
Round of 64. You're not going to let me finish the choices?
No, no, go. My bad.
Round of 64, then early exit. Among the first four out. And here's the depressing one. I hope people aren't going to pick this one. But not dancing this year. Alas, perhaps never again. Their life's just not going in the right direction. They just don't see any happiness in their future. They're not going to go to the dance this year or maybe never. Hopeless. Some people feel hopeless. There's medication for that. You got to talk to someone.
We're not doing this today.
I feel hopeless right now.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
You want to do a daylight savings time poll then?
Daylight savings is this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday night at 2 a.m. You have to make it 3 a.m.
Okay.
Lose an hour of sleep.
So
and
it's
an hour of daylight.
Yeah. It's fall back, spring forward. Yes.
It's a good way to remember.
Thank you.
Do you guys think your whole life that that was done for farmers? That's what I was told since my youngest age, that it had to do with helping out farmers by more light in the morning.
I thought it was, but I know that the farmers were against this, but it was about wartime. I think, 1918? This was during World War I. They added more daylight hours to conserve energy resources. So the year-round daylight savings time, or wartime, was implemented. And they did it again in World War II. But if we move past that, do we need daylight savings? We actually found somebody who says no, and he's a professor. A professor at the University of Virginia?
Correct, professor of biology. Paulie found this guy, and he wants to be called Iggy. His name is Professor Ignacio Provencio.
So he studies sleep patterns and effects of daylight savings on it. I think he's actually testifying with Congress, because this is kind of in the government now. I'm going to set the over-under in 2.5 years, no more daylight savings time. Pie in the face.
Whoa.
Daylight savings talk isn't really that spicy.
So 2.5 years, it should be either 2 years from now when we have daylight savings.
I like to have the half.
No, I can't give you a hook.
As a better, you always want the half.
So you got 2 years. Do we have
what
daylight?
What year is it now? 23?
Yes. By 2025.
I'm going to go with 2026, guaranteed. I'll go 2025.
Okay. All right. Okay. Blue.
Where are your daylight savings going at?
Yeah.
March 2025.
That we will not have daylight savings after.
Correct. This
weekend.
One that's upcoming.
Yeah.
That will be
next,
off the board.
And then next one.
Yeah. 2 years from now, it's gone.
2025. Okay. March 2025.
Lock that we will down. Not have daylight savings.
Pie to the face.
Okay.
Sun to the eye. Something
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, bottle the balls.
Oh, man, we're 40 minutes in. I don't know where we're headed.
I apologize for that.
Yes. Do you?
A little bit. Not a lot. A little.
I can't blame everything on you. A lot.
There is a lot there.
Yeah. Just don't try so hard, okay?
Can we do the daylight savings poll? We didn't even roll that out.
Oh, yeah. Let me take a break. Let me take a break. I think we need a break from each other.
I wish we could fast forward an hour right now.
Wow. That's the line of the day right now.
Don't try to top it.
I'm not. I'm going to just sit it out.
Shh. Shh. And I was applauding. You stepped all over the applause.
I said it was the line of the day. I added to your applause. Make fun of speech impediments.
Play,
it's good. It's nice.
Play of the day is next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play. Of the day.
Runner, left, I got it!
Check this out.
Hooks the pass to Hammond. It's stolen by Hawkins. Passing to Campbell. Back to Hawkins. Lays it up and in. And a foul. 10 for a three-point play. Jaime Hawkins, who looks like he fell off the Pirates of the Caribbean dollar slot machine, able to swashbuckle his way in and maybe put this game away.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Since a loss to USC back in late January, the Bruins have won 11 in a row, winning by an average of 13.5 points per game. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the new Ironwood Grill. It's here. We saw it in person at the Super Bowl. Gorgeous. It's like a mobile kitchen. Probably the best way I can describe it. They have the Wi-Fi technology. You're always in control. Precision temperature control. Delicious, consistent flavor. Visit Traeger.com and get your shopping done there. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We settle on our poll question, Seton?
Well, you teased one from, I think, the toddler.
Oh, we got another one?
Yeah.
The Daylight Savings.
Oh, that's right. Daylight Savings, which is this weekend.
So this offering would say, how do you feel about moving the clock ahead an hour this weekend? I like the extra hour of daylight. I hate losing an hour of sleep. Daylight savings is stupid. I think the world wars are over.
Okay.
Not to jinx anything.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Too soon. Way too soon.
Yeah, do you think our affiliate in China is going, I wouldn't speak so quickly there,
Tom. So fast, my friend.
Dan Patrick poll question trying to stir it up.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to go with something a little more simple. Daylight savings time. Keep it, dump it.
Okay.
You want to play keep it, dump it?
Sure, fine.
Oh. That old game.
Yeah.
The old keep it, dump it.
Keep it, dump it.
Yeah. Which is what a lot of my dates probably said about me. Keep them, dump them. Let's dump them. Yes, Paul.
Do you think that historically politicians have been hesitant to back daylight savings, getting rid of it, because it seems like kind of a trivial thing to put your weight behind? Like if you're a politician, if you're a senator or a congressman, I don't know if that's your platform. But I think Americans would all vote like, yeah, let's get rid of this thing. It's an annoyance.
Yeah, but you could get behind something that most people would get behind you with.
Then I'm surprised someone hasn't. It seems like a layup.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to talk to a professor at the University of Virginia who is he's against daylight savings time.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's more so that he's shown the bad things about it. It's not good for your health. They said that you could have heart issues, you have sleep issues. Many things, and there's very little upside to keeping it.
All right, he's going to join us next hour. Also, he is Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. Brendan Hunt will join us on the program as well. I think final season 3.
Coming up.
Ted Lasso. I think it's final.
I think it might be it, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe spinoffs, and I could see where there's a couple of characters on there that you could do a spinoff, but we'll talk to Brendan Hunt. And I think they only shot one version of the finale. Because a lot of times in these shows, you might shoot an alternate. And sometimes you do that to protect yourself, where somebody might say, oh, this is what I heard happens in the finale. And then you have two different versions there. But you got one version, from what I'm told, the finale.
So if you're unhappy with it,
yeah,
that's the
that's
one
tough.
You're getting.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to admit something. Remember when the Ted Lasso promos for soccer on NBC?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it started maybe 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
When they announced there was going to be a Ted Lasso TV show, I thought it was going to stink. Even though I like Jason Sudeikis and I like the promos, I thought they were going to beat to death the American not knowing what he's doing, managing a soccer team how far can you take that?
Yeah.
And that's completely wrong. What a great show.
Well, I was worried about the soccer crowd, and they might be angry. The purist might be angry.
Even watching like the first two episodes, it's kind of like, man, this show kind of stinks. But then all of a sudden you get to the end of the season and you're like, what am I going to do without my friends?
But the timing of something positive where we looked at the good in people and it was during COVID, I think the timing played a large role in the popularity of that. But I didn't want to watch it. I was like, you know, I don't know how they're going to sell this. And it really wasn't about soccer. It's about the relationships. And that's what a lot of these sports movies, they appear to be a sports movie, but it's about relationships. And Ted Lasso and his ability to bring people together and always looking at the positivity, you know, then it became heartwarming. Yeah, see.
Well, now you have like in, say, at Leeds, the coach was Jesse Marsh, who was an American. And then he got fired this year. Was it Ted Lasso's fault that Jesse Marsh got fired? Oh. Did we not take Jesse Marsh more seriously as a coach because of Ted Lasso? You're like, this can't be real.
What if you had somebody from soccer go to the United States, and that's the spinoff? Could you do something like that?
Okay. But only show it over there.
No, you can. They can watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
yeah. They get Netflix and they get streaming, right? In London.
So let me get this straight: it's football, but you use your hands. That's going to be the whole. Crux
I don't.
Of, like,
I don't know. You know, maybe it's a horrible
American
idea.
Football.
Maybe it's a horrible idea.
Fries, chips.
Oh, okay, how many shows have you said? Oh, there's no way that's going to work.
Many.
Yes, and then somehow somebody says, "Here's the premise." Like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have a movie about, it's called Air. It's about Michael Jordan signing with Nike. And I'm thinking, can't we just make that a documentary? Or do we need a movie? And I'm supposed to see it next week. And, you know, you kind of go in going, I don't know if this is going to be good. But you got star power. You know, Viola Davis is in it. You know, I think Jordan is an executive producer. Chris Tucker's got a job.
Is there an eclipse? What's going on?
I don't know. I thought he only did like two Jackie Chan movies, then that was it.
He would make that same movie like once every 3 years, get like 20 mil for it. All right, see you guys in a couple.
Yeah. How's this different than the last one?
Rush Hour 5.
It's all not. Right. I don't know what Chris's IMDb is, but it's probably sparse, but he's probably made some pretty good cash there. Yeah, Paul.
Here's a show I thought was going to stink, and it was obviously great. I loved it. Everyone loved it. Schitt's Creek. I thought it was way too cute of a name. I was like, oh, they're going to not get good. The first episode I did not like, and then I loved the whole show.
I just watched Waiting for Guffman again,
and
Eugene Levy is in that, Christopher Guest. And there's a podcast about Waiting for Guffman that I think they shot like hundreds of hours, and it's, you know, they improvise. And then you narrow it down to 2 hours. But brilliant. Waiting for Guffman. Yeah,
did you see that Eugene Levy has a travel show out now called The Reluctant Traveler? And it's a guy who hates traveling.
Yes.
And he travels all over the world.
1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. Hour two on the way. One more item as we close out hour one, Simply Safe Home Security, the best home security system of 2023. Now, that's me saying it, but also U.S. News recently said that. They also said best home security system of 2022 and 2021. That's a three-peat, and we certainly celebrate that in the world of sports and here on the Dan Patrick Show. In an emergency, agents with Simply Safe, they're the only ones who do this. They have Fast Protect technology, capturing critical evidence, verifying the threat is real. Then you get priority police dispatch, 24/7 professional monitoring. It's going to cost about under $1 a day. And if you're saying, well, what's the comparison there? That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. You can also lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. Simply Safe Home Security, cutting edge technology. Customize the perfect system in a couple of minutes, simplysafedan.com. And go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. There's no safe like...
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge.
Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.